Chapter 30, Part 7. Draupadi instructs Satyabhama on what is the ideal wife. When Markandeya was gone, Krishna spent a little more time talking with the Pandavas. Satyabhama took the opportunity to speak with Draupadi and to ask her how she was able to serve and satisfy 5 husbands. Krishna's wife wanted to learn from that Panchal princess, who was famed for her chastity and womanly skills, so that Satyabhama might improve her own service to Krishna. Draupadi told her in detail about the many ways she served her husbands. Draupadi then said, "Abandoning vanity and subduing desire and wrath, I served my husbands with attention, along with their other wives. I do not feel my position of servitude to be a degraded one, and I restrain jealousy by remaining devoted. I neither bathe, sleep, nor eat before my husbands, or even before our servants and followers. At no time do I allow my mind to dwell upon another man or any celestial. My heart never sways from my husbands. The minute I see them, I rise up and greet them, offering them a seat and water. I always keep our living quarters clean and fragrant, and all the household items and food are well ordered." Satyabhama, herself a great favorite of Krishna's, listened attentively. Draupadi described how she would never enjoy anything her husbands did not enjoy, nor would she perform any act disagreeable to them. When they went away, she renounced her ornaments and cosmetics and practiced asceticism. She tried always to assist her husbands as they performed sacrifices and other religious practices. "I am the first to rise from bed and the last to take rest. I am ever attentive to my duty and never give way to apathy. In my opinion, service to the husband is the eternal virtue of a woman. The husband is the wife's god and her sole refuge. By serving the husband, the wife pleases even the Supreme Lord himself and thereby attains to the highest destination." When Draupadi finished speaking, Satyabhama embraced her. Satyabhama heard Krishna calling her and so took leave, promising to come to Indraprastha after the Pandavas had regained their kingdom. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.